May 18, Fidelity to the Father's Family. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. 1 Corinthians 12:25-27. In Christ we are all members of one family. God is our Father, and He expects us to take an interest in the members of His household. As branches of the parent vine, we derive nourishment from the same source, and by willing obedience we become one with Christ. If one member of Christ's household falls into temptation, the other members are to look after him with kindly interest, seeking to arrest the feet that are straying into false paths and win him to a pure, holy life. This service God requires from every member of his church. 1 Corinthians 12:12-27. Some, because they do not receive and impart light, have no genuine spiritual experience. They are often surprised by temptations that come in such fascinating forms that they do not recognize them as deceptions of the wily foe. How important that they obtain the experience necessary for them to have. The members of the Lord's family are to be wise and watchful, doing all in their power to save their weaker brethren from Satan's concealed nets. This is home missionary work, and it is as helpful to those who do it as to those for whom it is done. The kindly interest we manifest in the home circle, the words of sympathy we speak to our brothers and sisters, fit us to work for the members of the Lord's household, with whom, if we remain loyal to Christ, we shall live through eternal ages. Be thou faithful unto death, Christ says, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Then how carefully should the members of the Lord's family guard their brethren and sisters? Make yourself their friend. If they are poor and in need of food and clothing, minister to their temporal as well as their spiritual wants. This will be a double blessing to them. How tender we should be in our dealings with those who are striving for the crown of life. He who in love and tenderness has helped a soul in need, may at another time he be himself in need of compassionate words of hope and courage. Manuscript 63, May 18, 1898. Home missionary work.